One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back to The Bro Show. My name's Lucas.
My name is Jacob.
And we both have a matcha tea latte.
Would you call this
no
a latte?
No sweetener.
Like what technically
a matcha latte, but instead of milk, we used water.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So just matcha plain.
Yeah, I'm a big update since the last podcast. I'm now a matcha drinker. Jacob has been into the matcha for a while, but this week, I don't know what happened. I'm just a matcha person now.
I'm glad. So I realized I like matcha like 2.5 years ago. It's so weird how time works. First of all, that could be a whole other episode, but it's really like 2.5 years ago. That was that. What I'm saying was 2.5 years ago, I tried matcha for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized I liked it, but I never, ever made it because it looked too complicated. But Lucas got matcha, and it's actually not even complicated to make. So I might just swap out my coffee for matcha.
I even went all out, and I got a whisk thing, an electric whisk thing off Amazon. I got a hot pink one, and you just put it in the glass, and it...
It looked really cool.
Yeah, so I'm really committed to the lifestyle.
And this is ceremonial-grade matcha, which I think is equivalent to, like... When I went to this one matcha shop, they had, like, a board of what it means, and I think it's equivalent to, like, 8 green teas. But the
I
cool
don't believe
thing,
that, though, because the back said it's 40 milligrams or something of caffeine.
I think green tea has, like, I don't know, but apparently. But also, the cool thing about matcha and green tea is that green tea is more of, like, a long-lasting energy, whereas coffee is just, like, 2 hours of energy, and then you start declining. So then if I start drinking matcha, maybe I'll be more, like, productive, a better human, because my energy will just be, like, plateau the whole day instead of just, like, spiking like you just did a bunch of coke and then declining. The coffee isn't coke, obviously, and I've never
it
done coke.
It kind of is.
But I know, but yeah.
Matcha also has L-theanine, however you say it, that promotes calm. So that's why, like, if I have a different vibe, like, I'm just on the L-theanine.
I mean, you might not know this, but do sounds produce I'm assuming sounds
calmness?
produce like things
there
in
are
your
the
brain
sound
like that.
Baths.
Yeah, because I feel like some music that I listen to, like obviously not like pop music or stuff, but if you listen to like a certain type of music, I feel like it makes me feel calm in a good way.
Oh yeah, what's that one singer that everyone always goes to for that? The one of the things that, who can say where the road go?
Anya.
Yeah, she's like the queen of that.
Yeah, that
music
is.
Music that like just calms your whole like system.
I know, it just makes you feel like you're at home, at peace.
But I actually still drink coffee. I drink coffee in the morning and then matcha's going to be like my afternoon pick me up. So that's the update on my journey.
Well, my journey is I've been drinking coffee like every day, but I honestly might just get a thing of matcha and then buy one of those things and then... I might just have like 2 matchas a day. I don't know, but I'm just like, I'm so excited that it seems so easy. I used to think it sounded like so annoying, but I guess it's not.
It's so funny because I actually trace back to why I'm into it. It's because I've always actually thought matcha was cool and I researched the benefits. But last Sunday, I was watching Chris Clemens' vlog and he made matcha. And then I decided, I'll just be a matcha person too then.
Matcha also looks the color so cool.
Oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like just holding this in the podcast, like this bright, dark. Like, it's a, just a really vibrant green. Like, I just feel so cool.
Yeah, it's actually weird that we're talking about this. Because when I was eating breakfast this morning, I realized that one of my new favorite colors is, like, this type of green. Because sometimes with my smoothie in the morning, I add, like, green leafy greens into it to make myself feel healthy slash hopefully it does make me healthier as a human. But I realized that I love how it makes the color bright green, but also dark bright green. And it's cool. And I feel like that color illuminates life.
I can't remember a health podcast now. This is the new us.
Should I talk about a dream that I had last night that I just randomly thought of?
Oh yeah, what was it?
What were you going to talk about?
I was going to do Bro of the Week, but...
Oh, let's do Bro of the Week. Oh, yeah. So I can't talk about my shit.
Bro of the Week.
That wasn't Lucas talking. That was like a sound that we played.
Bro of the Week is Nenny. I love the makeup. If you're listening, the makeup is like... looks intricate. Like
Nenny, like N-E-N-N-I?
N-E-N-N-I.
Oh, I knew it.
But the makeup is on point. I love it.
Is that a jobble?
It's a guinea pig.
Oh, that's so cute.
So Nenny wrote, I'm 20 and in my free time, I make various arts and crafts and I make content on TikTok at Nenny Sky.
I'll have to check it out.
N-E-N-N-I-S-K-I. And I promote my handmade jewelry. Okay. I love that.
I love how you're outsy.
I've attached a photo of me and my guinea pig Honey, but her nickname is Gooby. Because of that bad 2009 movie, Gooby. I haven't seen this.
Gooby movie. Let
if
me
it's
know
a whole movie
this.
About a guinea pig, I want to watch it.
This is what Gooby looks like.
Oh, I need to watch that. That is scary.
But you are right. The Gooby movie got a 3 out of 10 on IMDb, a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it did get really bad reviews.
Oh, I need to watch this. I'm putting that on my list of movies to watch. Nenny wrote their dad is also a big Bro Show fan. So shout out to Nenny's dad.
I'm glad.
I know.
That makes me so excited when people's parents watch like a podcast.
They listen to the podcast together. So shout out to Nenny and Nenny's dad. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast.
Yeah, and being Bro of the Week.
Bro of the Week, signing off.
Okay, now back to health issues. So in America, the country that we live in, a lot of health issues are rising.
That's actually true.
So I'm joking. I don't really have anything to talk about. But
You said you were going to talk about a dream.
Yeah, a dream. So I just thought about this right now, and it was a dream last night that I remembered right when I woke up, but it was from the middle of the night. And I remember this dream, and it was such a weird dream. So it involved Logan Paul, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So for some reason in this dream, I was at Logan Paul's house.
Which means you subconsciously want to be friends with him.
To be honest, I don't even like listen to his podcast, but obviously I hear about him and like
he's imprinted in your brain.
Yeah, he's just in my brain because I must hear about him enough that he's in my dream. That's pretty crazy that he is in my dream, not like
your
not
mother,
like Justin Bieber or something.
Oh yeah,
like, we're talking celebrities, like a celebrity that I know more about. But so in this dream, he lived in like this massive like Playboy Bunny estate.
Oh, was it in Puerto Rico?
I don't know where it was.
I'm trying to hold this.
You have a sneeze coming up?
It went away, sorry.
But I don't know how I got to this place, but I was in Logan Paul's bedroom, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, right, but I don't want to hear about this.
Oh, this isn't that type of dream. I don't think I'd ever have a section about Logan Paul, but I don't know. So I was in his bedroom, okay?
Yeah.
Sitting on his bed, and beside his bed was a couch, and that's where he filmed his podcast. And now
so he had a whole ass mansion, but for some reason decided in his bedroom to film a podcast in there too.
And when I'm saying this was a mansion, like I mean Playboy Bunny type mansion. Like this is the mansion where like you hold events at. It's not even a house, basically.
It's like an event center, yeah, an arena.
Yeah, so for some reason he filmed it on his couch, and I remember being so weirded out because I was like, the camera isn't even good. It's so dark in this area. But whenever I watch the podcast online, It isn't like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have seen the podcast. I said, like, I don't listen to it, but I have seen
it. Just
like,
admit you're a fan.
But, like,
It's okay.
I'm not embarrassed if people do think I'm a fan, but I just was saying I don't watch it regularly. But.
Oh, okay.
But it was so dark, and I was like, wait, how is the quality good? I just remember thinking that. And his guest was Elon Musk.
Oh, my God.
And
he
was talking about stuff, and that was it. So I don't even know what this dream was about, but that was happening. And I looked up in his bedroom, and there was a glass window. And above his room, there was a hot tub and stuff. And you know, like, those co-hosts on his show? Why were they in my dream, too? I'm, like,
Right out.
Those co-hosts, there's two co-hosts?
Yeah, I don't know. I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Okay. For some reason, they were in the hot tub filming OnlyFans scenes with these two girls.
Okay, like, don't they date, like, porn? Aren't they actually dating porn stars?
So, yeah, I don't know how it's in my brain, but they were, like, doing OnlyFans scenes. Like, full-on sex but was happening
so
up there.
So the roof of Logan Paul's bedroom was, like, a glass pool. Was a glass ceiling?
Well, it was, like, it was a sky window, but through the sky window, you could see, like, the hot tub and pool.
Okay, they're falling. They're literally banging up there.
And I'm in this dream. I didn't view it as sexual. I remember in the dream, I was grossed out, and I was like, I just don't want to be watching this, because should I won't say what was happening in the gym.
Just
but,
say.
Well, like, one of the guys was getting a blowjob by one of these girls, and I remember actually being like, why am I watching this? I actually just felt uncomfortable in this dream.
Okay, what? Is that it, or is there more?
No, then in the dream, because I felt uncomfortable, I decided to just leave the situation. And I don't even know why I was at Logan Paul's house, but for some reason in the dream, it made sense. So I was like, I'm leaving, and I waved to Logan Paul and Elon Musk, and they didn't say anything. But then I realized when I was leaving, I was like, wait, I just was by Elon Musk and like he's so cool. He's like so famous and stuff. So like, why didn't I say anything to him? So then the reason why I mentioned it, because I thought of you in the dream. So then I said to Elon Musk, oh, while I was leaving, like I wasn't even in the room. They couldn't even see me. I said, oh, by the way, Elon Musk, my brother has a Tesla. And then he was kind of awkward about it. He said, oh, that's cool. And then I said, oh, yeah, he is cool. He has a Tesla. And then that's all that happened. And then I left. And then, as I said, this house is a mansion. And the guy that was, like, in the lobby was like, oh, you have to get out. And then, like, they kicked me out. And then I just, you know, I had to, like, get out of the fence and I had to drive my car away. But that was all the dream was. It was the weirdest shit ever.
That is so weird.
I haven't even had time to think about it because this is the first time I'm actually thinking about it.
Oh, man. So when you said, like, my brother has a Tesla and all, when you were interacting with Logan Paul and Elon Musk, they were filming the podcast?
Yeah. So like, I also thought it was cool because I was like, oh, I'm going to be in the podcast. That's pretty cool. So then I just yelled that and then nothing was really said about it. What could this dream mean?
Since in the past, if you're listening for the first time or you missed it, we have dissected dreams. So what could this particular dream mean?
I don't know. It's literally like the weirdest shit ever. It's just weird that even the people that were co-hosts on the podcast were in my dream. Like that's, and just like you said, that like one of them dates like a porn star person.
That
so
must
how
be
is,
why you they were doing OnlyFans up there.
That's so crazy.
In my interpretation, I would assume that it means you're struggling internally if you should. If you think people who are so successful are toxic or something. So,
why would they be toxic?
Because you wanted to be in the podcast room with Elon Musk and Logan Paul, but then like the toxicity in your mind of the OnlyFans made you want to leave.
No, I just was grossed out because like I don't think sex is gross, but I'm just saying like I just didn't want to see that guy get a blowjob. It just wasn't my thing, so I just left. I don't know if I'd view that as toxic. I just was grossed out like internally.
Oh yeah, what could this? I can't even. There's too many layers to this dream that I can't dissect it.
I don't know. I mean,
was Grimes there?
No, it was just Elon Musk, and it was weird because Elon Musk acted how I picture him to act.
Like a little
awkward? You know, kind of like, yeah, a little bit awkward, but he's like so intelligent.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was an interesting dream, and if you do want to try to dissect it, you can. I kind of was scared. I'm kind of scared letting that dream out in the world because I feel like someone's going to like expose me or something.
Oh,
you
know? Somehow you'll get canceled for the dream.
Like say like, oh, you actually think this. I don't know. But yeah, that's my dream, and it's really odd.
I was not expecting that much detail.
Yeah, and none of it was made up. In case someone thought I made up something, none of it was.
And oh my god,
that's what's.
Well, maybe someday you'll be in that situation. You'll be watching Logan Paul interview Elon Musk.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe that would happen. I kind of thought that, like, maybe with my future
intern,
watching people getting OnlyFans
intern for Impulsive.
No, I was picturing like I don't know what I was picturing. But something else I want to talk about was So it's a theme in my life at nighttime to go to the Delish YouTube channel, and they have this series, Julia Tries Everything.
Oh, I love it.
And she, those three seasons, because it's like so professional, they do seasons. Like, that's,
do they have
you
like
know.
Breaks in between or what?
Yeah, I think there's like a month break or something.
Oh.
But she goes to restaurants and tries everything. And I just wanted to talk about this. I wrote this down last night because why do I only watch these at night? I don't ever watch them anytime else. And like, they're
like,
just
hungry
so
when you watch them?
Therapeutic. Like the food looks good, but it's not like I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to smash all this food.
Oh yeah. I don't know. Speaking of her, it makes me really get mad at the YouTube algorithm because I genuinely watched her do those videos. Why don't they show up in my algorithm anymore?
They don't.
I don't even know that she's doing these videos anymore.
Maybe it's because seasons, like they took a break and then YouTube's confused.
Yeah. I remember watching her like, where did she eat it? Like a Buffalo Wild Wings, tried every wing.
It's to the level where I don't even know the restaurant she is going to.
But she eats them in person now, right?
Yeah, she eats them in person, and I don't even know the restaurant she's going to, but I just want to watch. And also, I have a big question. So whenever I watch these videos, I'm like, I want to start doing this, because that sounds fun to me.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious. Like, I just would assume they 100% get it for free, right? Because it's like promotion.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, in ones I've watched, the restaurant she goes before it even opens. So they obviously have like a deal worked out, you know?
Yeah, and then also I realized that she's never too critical. She never says anything's disgusting. But I feel like she's literally not even lying, though. Like, nothing would be gross.
Oh, yeah. Also, what I liked about it was I feel like she eats like a lot. It's not like the tiniest little bite and then like spitting it out. Like, she's actually eating.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I don't get. Like, she eats like a little bit of everything.
Oh yeah, she like actually takes a bite out of everything. She's not like taking mini bites, which like I like that.
Yeah.
Because then it's actually like raw and honest. But I don't even think I like watch them to like get advice from what I'm gonna get. I think I just watch them just for like fun. It's not like a mukbang. I wouldn't watch a mukbang, I don't think.
There is something about watching someone try everything at some place that is... Because I think one of the Try Guys does that too.
Oh, yeah, he
does. I never watched his, but I've seen the thumbnail.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen
them too.
He
tries everything at Popeyes.
There is something about it. It's just so satisfying.
I know.
But yeah,
shout out to Julie.
I only watch them at night, though. I know, I need a... yeah, she's like iconic.
She's Hawaiian, I'm pretty sure.
For real?
I swear I remember her one time talking about, like, from Hawaii. But I might have made that up. But I remember she said she grew up in Hawaii or something.
Oh, Julia.
I know.
You're doing it.
I wonder how jobs like that happen. Like, I picture, like, she was working at, like, a corporate company, Delish.
Yeah.
And then one day pitched this idea, and they were like, okay, go out and film it. And then, like, now she's the on-camera person. Like, that's what I picture it should have happened.
That's what I picture, too. I picture, like, she wasn't even planning on, like, being on camera. She was planning on, like... writing recipes or something.
Yeah,
for
like being behind the scenes. But then she pitched it one day in a meeting, and they're like, hey, you have a good look. Like, you have a great personality. You go out and do it. We'll send you a camera crew. And she just went with it.
Maybe it's one of those things where they would give their employees, they'll let them do an idea. And then it just is a thing where, just like with an actual show, if it does good, then they'll continue doing it. It'll be like a pilot or whatever. And then Paul's did good. So, like, they did kept doing it.
I'm a little update on my matcha. This is my first time ever having a matcha just with water. Obviously, it's good, but since I started drinking matcha with Starbucks matcha tea latte and Dunkin' matcha tea latte, obviously this isn't as good.
Oh, yeah.
And I think in the future, I'm going to have to start adding oat milk or something.
It would be the next level with milk. It's kind of like with coffee. Coffee black is obviously fine. But coffee with cream on mocha.
Oh, I know. The Dunkin' matcha tea latte is so good.
I know it is.
So the topic for this podcast is weird ass coincidences.
Because someone sent us an email that was a coincidence,
but now we can't find it.
Yeah, I can't. Well, we can't find it, but someone sent us an email where it was just a coincidence, and we thought this would be a good episode.
Yeah, it was like the type of thing where they were like, I used to see this person at this place, and I went to this other country, saw them, blah blah blah, and then like we got married and had five kids or something along those lines. We can't find it, but we just thought we'd ask. If any of you guys had any weird coincidences, because it's fun reading about this type of stuff, because it makes you think, like, wait, is everything all connected and planned? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, yeah, to get deep on philosophy, it kind of plays into fate, or do we actually have a choice? What is that whole thing called? Fate / free will.
Oh, yeah.
How is life playing out? We need to know.
I'm trying to think if there's any weird coincidences I've experienced,
that's
but
what
I can't
I
think
wanted
of any.
To do. Like, I didn't think of anything, but I wanted us to say coincidences, but I can't think of any right now.
Like, I guess a weird coincidence. This isn't even really a coincidence, but it's weird that we left LA right before, like, the pandemic and stuff. And we didn't even know that the pandemic was happening, obviously, but, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that is weird.
Obviously, people lived in LA during the pandemic, but I'm assuming, like, when the very first happened, we would have left LA anyway, because we'd been like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But it's just weird how we did it before that.
Yeah, also, it's just as weird because, obviously, the pandemic was worse in Los Angeles than where we live now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it kind of, coincidence is kind of weirdly a kind of just, like, is it's asking, did this play out because it's for, like, the butt or good?
Oh, yeah.
Because there is some coincidences. When I think of coincidences, I mostly think of things that happen for the butt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because otherwise you think of it as like a curse or something.
For me, my weirdest coincidence was I asked for $5 million and I got it.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you just get a random check in the mail?
No, I actually like worked for it.
Oh, my God.
No, that hasn't happened. But what's a weird coincidence? I just wanted to think of one at the top of my head.
Yeah, I think maybe when we hear their coincidences, we'll get sparked of ones that happen in our own life and bring it back to ourselves on each one.
Okay, yeah, so we asked you on the YouTube community tab. So if you want to be a part of this next time, you can subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, we're actually kind of like, every time we ask for you guys to submit something for the podcast, we only do it on one platform. So you have to be following our Twitter, our Instagram, and our YouTube channel. Yeah. So you would be included in each one.
Our Instagram is basically inactive, but you still Same can with follow
Twitter.
It.
Twitter, we never post on Twitter or Instagram, but you still should follow.
Yeah, it's still, there is a chance, like, who knows, like, we'd post on it and, like, you'd be the first to see it before the world sees it.
Yeah. You never know. You guys, your online checking account shouldn't cost you a bunch of money. That's why Chime, an award-winning app and debit card, has no overdraft fees, foreign transaction fees, monthly service fees, or transfer fees. And they have over 60,000 fee-free in-network ATMs at a bunch of locations all over the place, like 7-Eleven, CVS, Walgreens, and even more. Fun fact, that's more ATMs than the top three national banks combined. With Chime, you can send money to anyone, even if they aren't on Chime, and there's no hidden fees for you and no cash out fees for them.
It's time to say goodbye to hidden fees. Join the millions of Americans already loving Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started today at Chime.com/LucasJacob. That's Chime.com/LucasJacob.
Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank, N.A., members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees apply except at MoneyPass ATM in a 7-Eleven location and at any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. Other fees such as third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Thanks, Chime.
Okay, so we'll just go to the top comment.
Yeah, let's start at the top.
Gabby said, me and my sister will talk about some obscure personal thing from a long time ago, and then suddenly it will come up. For example, this past weekend we were talking about Mr. Mosby from The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. I go into my Snapchat later that day and look at my on this day, blank years ago, memory, and I have a snap from 2 years ago that day, and it's a picture I have saved of Mr. Mosby. What in the universe made me talk about Mr. Mosby on the same exact day, but a few years apart? A weird coincidence, but this stuff, like, always happens.
That is weird, stuff like that.
And someone replied and said, stuff like that happens to me, too.
I feel like stuff like that happens to me, too, but I can't say what. Like, I can't think of a specific thing, but, like, stuff like that does happen.
Wait, okay, I'm not saying anyone that commented stuff is this, but, and I'm guilty of it, too, but doesn't this kind of, give like, self-obsessed energy?
Oh, I didn't know.
I'm not saying this person's self-obsessed, but because everyone thinks shit like this. But I'm just saying, for some reason, it sounds so funny. Me saying like, so I thought of Kaumul and now everyone's talking about Kaumul. Like, it kind of makes me feel like I'm the son of the wolf.
No, but that is how it works, though. Weirdly, like,
yeah,
if you,
that is
even
true.
Even if you're thinking, this is like the common one everyone always talks about, but if you're thinking of buying a car or somebody just got a new type of car, you will see that car everywhere now.
But isn't that like a psychology phenomenon that I heard, like, it's actually a brain thing
that
if you hail of something, you will see it more. So even hate, like, if I think everyone hates me, like, when I look at social media, I'll like think everyone's attacking me when no one actually is. Isn't that like a psychology thing?
I think it's probably
thing?
Just like whatever's on the top of your mind, like, you notice everywhere. Like, for example, if you say the world's a disgusting place, like, you'll just look for things in the world to make that true.
Then also, isn't a thing like if I decided tomorrow, like, I so badly want I want a Lamborghini. Obviously, I can't get one because I can't afford one. Spoiler alert. But if I thought I want a Lamborghini, I feel like whenever I'd see a Lamborghini more. Like, well, I live there. Well, we live like that. I don't even ever see Lamborghinis. But, like,
yeah.
I feel like my eye would be like more expected to see one because I'd be wanting it so bad.
Oh yeah, I feel like that's definitely a thing. I just thought of a coincidence. You know those coincidences where you're thinking of someone and they call you right away?
Oh, like, okay, this is the word coincidence. Me and Lucas texted at the same time the other day, but it was about different things, but it was just weird that we texted at the exact same minute.
Oh yeah, and it was like a random time.
Yeah, that's just weird. It was like the nighttime, like not midnight, but like it was
that
just weird.
It is weird.
But yeah, that's something that is weird when you're talking about someone and then they
call you.
Yeah. So with this one, the Mr. Mosby one, and then it pulls up on your Snapchat, that is interesting. Like, I do think that is a weird coincidence.
Yeah, no, for sure. I wonder what Mr. That just means, like, somehow, like, you're spiritually connected to Mr. Mosby. Congrats.
I found a common weird coincidence that happens to me involves buying products that no one talks about and suddenly blowing up the next day. Like, call me hipster, but I prefer to be called a trendsetter. So they buy a product, like, from Walmart, and then it blows up.
Oh, my God. This person needs to stream Pomeranians by Lucas Cruikshank.
Oh, my God. Because
then it will blow up a number one hit.
Oh, yeah. Pop style,
like,
pop style.
Girl, use your power on me.
I know. Do it.
Oh, my God. That is cool. Like, they buy stuff, and then, like, they just have an eye for what's going to pop off. Like, you should be a market, I don't know what, a product developer for The Ordinary or something.
I know, and then make it pop off because you're thinking of it.
I know, that actually is interesting.
Should we, like, has that happened to you? I feel like it might have. Let me, actually don't. Well, okay, the only thing I can say, this is not a product, but with music, like, I feel like most people could say this, but with music, like, you find an artist and then they go on, like, their Billboard Hot 100, and you're like, yeah, I knew them before that.
Oh, yeah. I'm the type of bitch where I get excited. Like, if someone who I'm a fan of starts getting big, I'm so excited. But aren't there those people who want everyone to stay low?
Yeah, I've, like, known people that like, when, like, their favorite indie artist, like, gets, like, a top 10 on the Billboard, they kind of stop listening because they aren't indie anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's probably just because I've always liked pop. I've always liked, like, pop artists and, like, people who are on the radio and stuff. So I'm not someone who, like, is like, oh, my taste in music is so different. I can't understand if, like, you thought your taste in music was so unique, you would be upset if, like, now every bitch likes it.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was so cool that Doja Cat, like, she, like, blew the F up in, like, the last 2 years.
Oh, that is cool. Because, yeah, like, we did listen to her before, but not everyone did.
Yeah.
But I do remember thinking, like, obviously I thought Doja Cat was awesome and I loved the music, but I was thinking, I never, like, thought, like, I just assumed, like, she would stay, like, in an indie realm. For some reason, I was just like, oh, yeah, she's so good and she'll just, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like, there's, like,
that's so cool. She, like, broke through, though.
Yeah.
Because of TikTok and everything.
Mainstream. Okay, when I was a baby, my parents moved into a duplex, and the neighbors had 3 kids, 1 daughter and 2 boys. My parents at the time had 2 kids, me and my sister. Well, it turns out my mom and their daughter have the same birthday, and their mom and I have the same birthday. Weird coincidence, but I think our families are soulmates. We've been family ever since. So, it turns out this girl's mom and the neighbor's daughter have the same birthday.
And then what else
happened? Their mom and this girl have the same birthday. So
that is weird.
So it's the same like lines. It's always mom and daughter in this scenario that have the same birthdays.
Oh.
That is odd.
That is weird. Like, and you, they live by each other or they're just friends?
They're neighbors.
See, that's just weird. What?
Yeah, well, and then it makes sense that you guys like each other because if it all is real, astrology.
Oh, yeah.
If that all is real, the sun actually and the moon controls us.
Have you ever had those moments where, like, you really like, you've, like, see someone online or something and you, like, think they're so cool, then you search their birthday and it's, like, in your same astrology sign and you're like, I knew it.
Oh, yeah, and you're like, well, fine.
Has that happened to you, though?
No, I can't think of a time that's happened
to me, like, multiple times.
Oh, and then, like, you realize that,
like, I'm just like, oh, they were born in, like, August, too, and I'm like, oh, that's why I connect with them.
It is always fun Googling the most successful people of your astrology sign.
Oh, who is the most, like, successful Pisces?
Well, we can just Google the most out of
you don't know off the top of your head, though?
Well, I know about Justin Bieber and Rihanna, but let's see if there's, like...
Rihanna's a billionaire.
I know.
Except for mine, Virgo, like, I always just know, like...
I want to see what else it was.
Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mine, I actually have a big flex. That's like, Rihanna and Justin Bieber, obviously successful, but Albert Einstein.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh, no, this is the coolest one to me. Steve Jobs.
Oh, my... Wait, Albert Einstein and Steve Jobs?
Yeah, and Dr. Seuss.
Oh, my God.
No, I actually think... and this is the coolest one. Timbaland.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah, Timbaland.
You have a whole array. I'm jealous. I thought mine was cool.
Okay, let's go to your Virgo, right?
Mine's just like Leah Michelle and stuff.
No, you both should have some cool ones.
Like, obviously, she's cool.
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Mother Teresa.
Stephen
King.
I knew it.
Stephen King and Tim Burton. They're like, oh, both God, like the Creepstores.
That makes me so excited. They're, I can, like, in the their group.
Warren Buffett.
Okay, now I'm proud of mine now. Are you kidding? Mother Teresa and Tim Burton?
I know.
You know Mother Teresa was a freak underneath it all.
Oh, yeah,
for
sure.
She tried to act, like, obviously she was generous, but, like, underneath it all, she was just a weirdo.
Yeah.
Freak. Oh, my gosh.
Is she a, what exactly is Mother Teresa? Like, everyone's heard of her, but.
She has, like, helped everyone, like.
Is she, like, a saint?
Oh, no. In my eyes?
Oh, but, okay, I'm not
I don't think she's, like, an actual saint in the Catholic Church.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure.
I don't think, I mean, maybe. Maybe they made her, like, a modern saint, because she's, like, recent.
Yeah, okay, I'm handing the computer over to Lucas.
Okay, let's see. Is it a coincidence that the... let me start over. Is it a coincidence that coincidence has the word coin in it? And it's a coincidence because I recently found a coin on the ground. The world is one big coincidence, and so is the Big Bang Theory. That is the weirdest thing. Like, when you actually get down to it, it's a coincidence that we're even here. Because it's a coincidence that the atoms or, I don't know, whatever it was, particles, when exploded into the Big Bang Theory.
When you actually get down to it, everything that happens is a coincidence.
Yeah, isn't it a coincidence? Yeah, that your parents banged or you're artificially inseminated on that day and it ended up you being the little cell that came to life.
When was artificial insemination, like, fully realized?
I don't know.
Is that, like, recent?
Do you have memories of being a sperm? Because I do.
I know about being in my mom's leg. A dad's ball sack. Hey, guys!
Your mom's leg?
No, in my dad's ball sack, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But,
same.
Wait, oh, yeah, so what did they say again? Coin coincidence. Okay, this is what I wanted to say. When, I don't care what anyone says, no matter what age I am, when I find a coin, no matter if for some reason I'm the richest person in the world, if I see a coin on the ground, I still am going to be excited.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. You're just like, whoa.
I know, I just love finding coins on the ground.
But isn't there a thing where, like, one side is bad, one side's good? So they're just like, if it's heads up, it means it's going to be a good day.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, but fuck it, Al.
Okay, so Mally wrote, ever think of something, not Googling it or saying it out loud, simply thinking of it, and get an ad related to it. Okay, this I actually, she said spooky coincidence happens to me all the time. This has happened to me. Like, you know, you obviously if you Google something or you talk out loud, you think, oh, the microphone, even though that's not even confirmed. Or if you Google it, you just know, like, you're going to get ads for that. But there has been times where I have, like, just thought about something and you get an ad.
I actually don't know if I have anything. Well, I haven't Googled it and I've got an ad.
At least
that's
I
crazy.
Think.
But okay, we need to talk about this microphone thing with phones. So it doesn't even need to be a conspiracy because when, like, I don't know if you could just call me, oh, you just don't give a shit. But it's not even that scary because I feel like if the government wanted to know what I was doing, they could find out so easily. But I just believe that I just believe that, like, because why do I talk about something and not even Google it and it shows up on ads? Like, it's so random.
The weirdest thing to me is, how come people aren't more mad about how, like, the people you share the Wi-Fi with, they get your ads? Like, that shouldn't that be, like, an invasion of privacy? Because think of, like, you're in a household. You're all on the same Wi-Fi. Like, what if one of, I don't know, the mom's Googling sex toys or something. Now her son's going to get a sex toy out on his Facebook. Like, shouldn't it be, like, separate?
Maybe with adult websites, it's different.
Oh, because I just know, like, I look up these supplements and they go on other people's. Because remember we tested it out last week?
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
Supplements that I'd looked up, like, random things I never even talked about. I just, like, heard about on a podcast, so I Googled them. We're on other people's phones on the same Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. It for sure works like that because I one time was at Lucas' house and I Googled this one protein powder that I'm obsessed with. And then it showed up on Matthew's phone as an ad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's for sure, like, when you're in a certain when you're in someone's Wi-Fi and you Google stuff, it would show up as ads for them.
But what do you think? More people will be mad about that?
Well, I just would assume, like, adult websites don't do ads like
that. Or
what
if it's even just like, oh, you're going to spoil someone's, like, Christmas present or something?
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I guess they don't care or something.
My weird coincidence is every time I talk about something random I haven't thought of in a while, you guys end up talking about it on the podcast, and it freaks me out every week. One example I can think of is I told my fiance a story about my grandpa doing citizen's arrest on my mom, and her friend kept saying the word citizen's arrest. Then the next day, you guys talked about citizen's arrest. That might not seem like a big deal, but something like that happens every week. Oh my gosh, Alyssa, we're all psychically connected. What did we talk about this week that you talked about?
That is very interesting because it's not like we're talking about every single thing on the whole entire
also,
world.
Also, citizens arrest. That's so random.
Yeah.
And I still like don't know about citizens arrest.
What?
Like, I'm just like, do I? Because I think I'm pretty sure what citizens arrest is, anyone can arrest another citizen and hold them captive until the police come. But like, what if someone didn't even do anything that bad and I'm holding them captive?
Well, like with citizens
arrest. Is that kidnapping?
So I don't know the statistics, but how often does this happen? Because if it happens often, I don't know how I feel about it because, like, okay, I don't even know how it works, but I'm pretty sure, like, if I was going 5 over the speed limit and there was no cops around, someone could pull me over and keep me captive until the cops come. But if that, okay, so let's say that happened, I would never stop for a random person because I would just assume they're trying to kidnap me.
Also, I'd be like, do you have a speedometer? Also, you don't have any proof, so I'm just going to keep driving.
I just would, like, I don't know what the laws are for that, but it better be secure.
Maybe also, there are like limitations because you know how JCPenney has a jail. Maybe it's that sort of thing where like if someone's shoplifting, you can put them in JCPenney jail, but you have to call the police right away and you can't like abuse them while they're in there, obviously. I mean, hopefully even at real jail, you can't do that, but you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Next up on the coincidences. My fiance and I met on a dating app, and as we were getting to know each other, we realized our dads grew up in the same town. At first, we didn't think anything of it, but then I realized my fiance has the same last name as my dad's childhood friend, so my family and I did some digging and realized that my dad and my fiance's dad were best friends and grew up on the same street together. My fiance and I met online, so that was a complete coincidence that our dads were best friends growing up. Oh my God.
This one's super interesting.
Yeah, it just happened to be that who she was dating, their dad, I mean, who
were
she's engaged
friends.
To. Yeah, they were best friends.
Both of their dads
and now they're father-in-laws? Or are they not really? They don't have a relation, but you know what I mean? Kinda.
Yeah, they'd be like
they're all part
like
of the same
something.
Big family.
That's crazy.
That actually is crazy.
So, yeah, this kind of makes me think of when we were in elementary school. Was this a topic in your elementary school? I remember what people would say, or middle school, people would say, do you think that you've seen the person that you're going to marry before? That was like a topic or something. It's fucking weird thinking about
well,
it.
It actually
but.
Is weird if like you live in a town or a big city and you have seen the person you'll end up with, but like you just never have even like really noticed each other yet. Da, da, da. Next time you're at the grocery store.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay, pause. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? We've all been there, and BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas.
The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. You can check those out at betterhelp.com/reviews.
Visit betterhelp.com/LucasJacob. That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. Special offer for Bro Show listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/LucasJacob.
Thanks for sponsoring this podcast, BetterHelp.
We're back.
Woohoo.
Whoop. Whoop. Should I go to the next one?
Yeah.
So Daniel wrote, me and my parents were driving back from my grandma's funeral, sitting in silence with the radio on. All of a sudden, an ad came on about funeral insurance. The ad was a phone call between two friends talking about their mother's death, and the grieving friend's name was also my mom's name. Then my dad turned the radio off. It was the creepiest coincidence that's ever happened to me. That actually is weird.
And your mom was grieving in real life.
Yeah, and it was the same name as her. And like, what?
I don't like coincidences like that because stuff like that is creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Really airy.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, that's not a good coincidence to have.
Athena replied to this one. I've read them all so far, and this is the craziest one to me.
Yeah, that is scary though.
Let's see. Oh, hey, my name is Devin. My husband and I both have the same birthmark in the same location. Another weird thing is that after we started dating, we realized that years before we met, we were dating two siblings. Like, I was dating a guy and he was dating his sister at the time, and we even got introduced to each other very briefly at a high school football game. But we didn't figure any of this out until we've been dating for a couple of months. Well, that's weird.
That's so interesting. So you guys were dating part of the same family. Like, not like, yeah, you guys were.
Yeah, and they have the same birthmark.
In the same place?
Yeah.
Birthmarks, there's like so many like theories about birthmarks. Like, you have a birthmark where you died in your last life.
Oh, I remember hearing that.
That's one.
Like, it shows evidence of how your past death was.
Yeah. And then, yeah, there's like probably other.
I wonder
creepy.
If it is a thing if you have the same birthmark position as someone you're meant to be.
I for sure think it's interesting. Like it could mean something. Who knows?
Because doesn't Harry Styles have like a third nipple somewhere on his stomach? So like if someone else has that, like.
Does Thor nipple like, does he actually have a, is it actually like a nipple or is it just like a pink circle?
That's what, I don't know.
Because when I picture it to be like one of those things that people low-key over exaggerate.
Yeah, where it's just almost like just like a birthmark.
Yeah, it's just like a pink birthmark that's like a circle, but it doesn't, what is it called? Like the areola? I don't know if men have that, but whatever like that circle, whatever like
yeah.
But yeah, like that's what I picture when people say they have a Thor nipple.
Did you actually Google it? Because obviously there's a photo of it.
I am assuming there's like a photo of him shot.
Harry
somewhere.
Styles. For sure. Is it even, maybe, who knows? Maybe this is all just a myth. He doesn't even have a third nipple.
Oh, it could just be a One Direction when One Direction was a huge myth.
Harry Styles has four nipples. Wait, where are they?
He's basically, he could be milked.
Oh, looking at it, like they're so small. See?
Oh, yeah. So it is kind of what we were saying with
birthmarks.
Yeah,
it's like little miniature ones. That's interesting, though. Oh, he doesn't have them any. Oh, he still kind of does. I thought he covered it with a tattoo, but he didn't. Okay, let's see what else we have. What? Okay, so this didn't happen in my life, but I saw it in a video and thought it was funny. If you play Lorde's Pure Heroin album at the same time as Twilight Breaking Dawn, it will match up perfectly. Oh my god, I want to try that. Like, it matches the scenes.
Wait, for real?
Oh my god, I don't know anything about this.
How long is the Pure Heroin album? Like, it has to be an hour.
Only like 40 minutes, but maybe just for that 40 minutes, maybe it works. Like, maybe what? Like when she gets to We'll Never Be Royals, like they're like in the royal, like getting married or something.
That is so interesting. If that's true, that's so, like, that I really want to see if that's true now.
That's so weird. Who even tried that? Why were you watching a movie and playing an album at the exact same time?
Okay, you know, like those things where people, like, I've seen Reddit posts about it, where people mention weird coincidences, but, like, it's stuff like that, but not about personal lives.
Yeah.
Who puts in the effort to find out these coincidences? Because I swear I've heard coincidences on Reddit that seem like they would have taken effort. Like, wait, like, we were talking about it one podcast, like, pop-style conspiracies or something. And yeah. One of them was, like, Lady Gaga and Katy Perry went to the same prom on the same day. Like, so it wouldn't take that much effort, but... like, it's just interesting that someone found that out. Like, someone connected the dots enough to find that out.
I would just assume, like, somebody was listening to Lorde's album and, like, Twilight was on in the background or something. And then they looked at it and, like, wait, how come this is matching up perfectly? And then they were like, wait, what?
I guess there's, like, 7 billion people in the world. So there has to be someone doing something, you know?
You said 7 billion? At first, I thought you said million.
Oh, no. If there was 7 million, like, if you had 1 million subscribers, like, you would be 1/7 of the world.
Oh, my God. The whole world would know you.
Yeah.
One day in my youth group class. One day in my youth group class, me and this boy sneezed at the exact same time. And the teacher jokingly said, y'all are going to get married. Well, after that, I've always called him my husband. And we've been dating for 2 years. And they might get married. If you guys don't get married, that'll ruin the whole coincidence.
I feel like teachers say that often as a joke.
Oh my god, maybe if you do sneeze at the same time, like, you have no choice, like, Cupid shot you with the arrow.
Was it your guys? So did you guys start dating because the teacher made you, or did you guys want to
start dating? That's what kind of sucks about these types of coincidences, because, like, you might not even like him, but, like, whoever's controlling your sim picked it, and now you gotta stick with it. I'm just kidding.
It's just fate.
Is it a coincidence that DaBaby got canceled for being homophobic the same week Jacob was talking about him on the pod? I think not. Jacob is part of the bootleg Illuminati. So that's why you mentioned him that week.
There's, like, multiple, like, I'm part of, like, the Illuminati where, like, someone emailed me the other day and just said, like, oh, yeah, like, do you want to become famous and rich so easily? So, like, I joined it, but it's actually just, like, literally a pyramid scheme, but unfortunately I have to be a part of it. But yeah, DaBaby was a part of it.
Oh my god, that's exactly why. Okay, this one is, I have something that happened that was talked about on the bro show. A few months ago, you guys talked about Lil Uzi's forehead diamond and how you were surprised no one has stolen it. Then an article recently came out that someone did try to take it from his head. I feel like this one isn't really a coincidence because, like, we all knew, you know what I mean? If you're wearing a $25 million diamond on your head, someone's going to try to take it.
Yeah, unfortunately, as much as I do want to be psychic, I can't take the crown for this one.
Yeah, because if you're announcing to everyone, even if you're just wearing a bracelet, you told everyone, this bracelet's worth $30 million, and, like, you posted that online, obviously, if anyone sees you, they're going to be like, oh my god, my whole life will be changed if I just steal his bracelet.
Yeah, I don't even know what you call those scenarios, but, like, yeah, if I posted a picture of me in a G-Wagon, I wouldn't say someone that does that, they aren't asking to get robbed. But if you did get robbed, the police could say, like, oh, but, like, you did post this, so, like, we could try to find them through, like, whoever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not asking to get robbed, but, like, it would be higher probability, I'm guessing.
Oh, my gosh. One of these involves Azealia Banks.
Oh, what about it?
It was a coincidence that I literally never talk or think about Azealia Banks. But I'm moving to San Francisco soon, and I was talking to a friend about places to visit and just random things about San Francisco, and I mentioned how I didn't know Treasure Island was a real thing and a real island neighborhood in San Francisco. The only Treasure Island I know is the song by Azealia Banks that slaps. I agree, that song does slap.
I didn't know there was a Treasure Island neighborhood.
Yeah, there's an actual Treasure Island that's a real neighborhood?
When I went to Las Vegas a few years ago, I want to stay at the Treasure Island Hotel. Just because, like...
the Pirate Hotel.
The name Treasure Island, like... I don't picture pirates. I just picture, like... I actually just picture, like, paradise on Treasure Island.
So she said, I told my friend that she needs to listen to the song. But she was all, yikes. because Azealia Banks does all this freaky stuff. And I was like, huh? How have I never heard about her doing things like sacrificing chickens? But then, crazily enough, I was listening to the pod that night, and y'all started talking about Azealia Banks and her wild antics.
Wait, she sacrificed chickens?
I didn't know that. I knew she boiled her cat, but it's because the cat was dead and she wanted to, like, taxidermy or something.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, duck.
But obviously people were shocked when, like, they see a boiling cat in a bottle, like, in a pot of boiling water, a cat. They're like, what the hell is going on?
But,
like,
yeah.
She was just doing it, like, to make it a taxidermy.
Okay, so basically the coincidence is that she didn't know that Azealia Banks did crazy stuff, but we talked about it that week on the podcast.
Yeah, so somehow we're on the same.
I mean, who knows? Like, maybe the listeners and me and Lucas, like, somehow, like, randomly throughout the week, the brain interlaps or something.
Oh, yeah.
The wavelengths. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
This one's really short. Within days of each other, I talked to my ex-friend and ex-boyfriend for the first time in over a year. I thought that was pretty ironic. That kind of goes back to the saying of, like, when it rains, it pours.
Oh, you know, like, I mean? Yeah. So, like, so if you, like, you will get a lot of something.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of X things.
Yeah.
When it rains, it pours. That I always picture when it rains, it pours. I think it's because of rap songs. I always just picture someone going to be like, $100, $10,000, a million, and then boom.
I actually don't like sayings like it rains, it pours. I remember there was, I forgot who told me this, but, like, something bad, like mild happened. They said bad things happen in sets of three. So there's two more bad things that need to happen. It's like, Sis, what? I don't want to be, like, living like that.
Oh, yeah. Those are some of, like, superstitions, like, people say randomly.
Yeah.
I don't like hearing them because, like, I don't know.
Say you stub your toe in the morning, you say, now two more bad things need to happen today. You're just going to be looking for that all day.
Yeah.
So stop.
Okay. This isn't a huge one, but for some reason I've been listening to Celine Dion. It's all coming back to me now a lot lately. And the other day Jacob referenced it in one of his videos, and I thought that was funny. Okay. Oh wait, and then someone said, "Oh my gosh, me too. I watched the music video for the first time."
Oh, to All By Myself?
Yeah, it's like whole in this mansion.
Is that the one, All By Myself, or is that to It's All Coming Back to Me?
No, that is the one to It's All Coming Back to Me. She's in this mansion, yeah. She's crying, I'm pretty sure.
Is that like a dead husband or something?
Something like that, but...
Oh, yeah. I want to see her show in Vegas.
I just listened to that last
night. Oh my God,
I'd be
so interested to see, like, her show. Like, I never have been to, like, that type of show, I don't think. I guess I went to Adele, but, like, I feel like a Celine Dion would be different.
I feel like Celine Dion is more, like, a little bit more upbeat than Adele.
Well, I was going to say I thought Celine Dion would be more serious because, like, when I went to Adele, like, it was sort of like a stand-up show. Like, she was so funny. Like, the whole time, like, everyone was laughing. And then she would go into, like, a serious song.
Oh, maybe Celine Dion would be more serious.
Also, I guess I think of Adele's concert, everyone sat down the whole time because most of the time it's, like, slow songs, you know?
Yeah.
But Celine Dion's concert, you think, would be the same thing where you sit down?
I could maybe picture, like, dancing.
It's so funny
because
I was going to say I was excited to go because you get to sit down. It's like, bitch, so lazy. But get up.
Celine Dion, like, to be honest, I'm not, like, I don't know a bunch of old songs, but I know a few. And, like, I love how she shows so much emotion in her voice.
Oh, yes.
Like, so with It's All Coming Back to Me now, like, yeah, it's one of those songs I love listening to because, like, you just, like, can feel what she's feeling.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah. She always has, like, such epic songs.
Yeah, like, obviously the most famous one. I don't know if it's the most famous one, but All By Myself. Like,
My Heart Will Go On, the Titanic theme song.
She's a really good vocalist, I'd say. Obviously. But
do you think,
yeah,
she reenacts, like, the Titanic in the show?
Maybe. That'd be cool.
Like, so epic, like, the crashing.
Epic? But, like, I get what you mean. My sister told me my cat doesn't speak English, but one time I was mad at him and I told him he was ugly and he ate the chicken breast I was defrosting for dinner. Coincidence? I think not. My cat is definitely bilingual and he was definitely mad at me for calling him ugly.
I could see that.
I mean, yeah, who knows? Like, maybe the cat has whole enough language, English language, or I'm assuming you speak English because you wrote the message in English, but... Like, they've heard enough of your English language that they just know what you're saying.
Or they can just go off of vibes. Like, they're just like, they knew that, like, you were being sassy. Like, they had no idea what you were saying, but they just got the sass vibe, and they're like, F this person. Like, I'm going to go eat their chicken that they just brought outside. I don't give a shit.
Because I know, like, our dogs are bilingual because, like, I say outside and they go outside. So, like, they know what outside means.
It is weird how, like, dogs, everyone always says this, but dogs, like, always want to be nice. But cats do seem like they want to be mean to people a lot of the time. Like, I could see, like, our family's cat, like, doing stuff to deliberately ruin my life. Like, because they just get enjoyment from watching that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah. They put, like, with some cats that I've seen, they just like it.
Yeah, they
want
to see, like, stuff fall apart. And they just, like, can watch from the little sidelines and just watch it all happen.
Oh, yeah. Like, they purposely ruin something, but they run away.
Yeah.
They
do the little hiding spot. They're, like, just drama shitsters.
And it seems like a lot of cats always act like they're, like, spying.
But dogs don't have that vibe at all. Dogs don't really want to ruin shit. They just, like, I want to be, like, they want everyone to get along.
But cats seem more, like, smart than dogs. Like, dogs seem more, like, okay, so, like, it kind of goes in, like, the thing where, like, it sounds like one of those annoying people, but you know how people say, I don't even think this is true, but it's one of those things that people say in the movies, the dumbest people are happy. So it kind of goes with dogs and cats. Like, cats are, like, so smart. That's why, like,
oh, you view like, them so, as like, you view, like, happy people as dumb.
That's why, like, well, I'm a happy
like
person.
Society,
so I guess,
you mean.
What?
But, like, society, you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
I thought you meant, like, society thinks happy people are dumb, like you said in that movie.
Oh, yeah, like, movies say that. I don't know if anyone actually thinks that. But, yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying I view happy people as dumb. And I was like, I think I'm a happy person, so maybe.
Oh, no.
My best friend of 16 plus years and I discovered many years into our friendship that her grandfather, a brain surgeon, once operated on my grandfather, who unfortunately passed of a brain tumor when my mom was 16. We always talked about how crazy it is that we grew up close friends without knowing our family's connection and how we were meant to be besties. So the best friend's grandfather operated on her grandfather. That is really interesting.
That is weird, yeah.
Because I don't know if, like, the operation helped a little bit, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, the connection's there. That is... It kind of goes, like, with the other ones. Like, it seems like some coincidences are, like, this thing happened, so then, like, you guys... Like, these people are, like, connected now. Like,
I know.
Supposedly.
Like, somehow they'll meet again in life.
Yeah. Those are... I'm just, like, skipping a few guys. Okay, this next one. I got ghosted over the summer, and a month later, I went to get my vaccine, and they were the pharmacist. I wanted to die during the entire experience. Low-key might be anti-vax after that day.
Wait, what happened?
They got ghosted over the summer, and then the person that gave them the vaccine was the person that ghosted them, and then they said they're anti-vaxxer now.
That's so awkward, like, getting ghosted, but then you see them? Like, did they just not even mention it, do you think?
Yeah, I'm guessing you just don't mention it.
That's so weird.
Interesting.
I feel like I don't know if I've ever been, like, ghosted, actually.
For some reason, like, because I just think about this pop music where, like, well, I always think, like, it's over-exaggerated. But, like, yeah, I always wonder what, like, that's like.
Maybe it's because I never really went on dating apps. But, like, I think that's more of, like, I viewed it more of, like, a dating app thing. Because, like, you're meeting so many people in there that you just ghost people right away.
Oh, yeah, I feel like there's so many different types of people in this world. Like, I feel like with, like, these pop songs and stuff, I can't relate to a lot of them. Because, like, I'm not always, like, actively trying to look for someone. At least right now in my life. Maybe in the future I'd be. But yeah, like, that's one of those things that I just picture, like, as, like, a pop song thing. But I guess it's actually.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure if it's a coincidence, but if I'm just kind of psychic, but I get weird dreams about people I know being pregnant. Then a few weeks later, bam, pregnant. It happened like 6 times now. It's also happened once where I dreamt about my grandmother died and then she did. So yeah.
Oh my God, that's scary.
Oh yeah, that's something about earlier in the podcast when I talked about dreams, like, that's why dreams are effing weird, because sometimes I do think, like, dreams, like, predict the future. Like, obviously that Logan Powell isn't that serious, but I mean with other dreams. Like, it's just weird when you actually think about them.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think.
Who knows?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a dream and then it came true. That's why I actually like how people say dreams are, like, abstract meaning. So then if you did have a dream that someone died, like, it doesn't mean they're going to die, you know?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very interesting. Me and my dad talk about Me and my dad talk about abstract stuff on the regular, so I have an awesome example. My dad was adopted as a baby and never met his mother, so he always wondered about her. And one day I said, hey, I'm going to guess your mother's name. And so I called her by the name I had to come up with and told him I believe he was 2 years, he has two younger sisters and nieces and nephews. Well, it was just lighthearted and wondering and guessing. 10 years later, we find out that we find his mother with the same name I had guessed. She also had two daughters, my dad's younger sisters, with several nieces and nephews, the same number I guessed they'd have all those years before.
And the mom had the same name?
Yeah. This one's so effing interesting.
That sort of gives me the vibe of when Jacob one time... one of our dogs was sick and you said, they're going to die on this day. And you like said it all creepy. And then they actually did die on that day.
I mean, maybe that kind of makes me think the future is already low key kind of planned. But...
yeah. Or like, that's weird. It's like, yeah, it's one of those things where, yeah, like.
But you predicted like five things.
Maybe people have like little spurts of psychicness. Like maybe someone is, no one's actually, unless you're like one of the rare people, no one's actually truly like psychic, can just do it at will. But, like, some people have little spurts of it, like, just randomly.
Yeah, I think I've talked about this before, but, like, it's, like, I don't know. It's, like, hard for me to believe that someone can just see someone and predict everything about their life. Like, it's hard for me to think of a psychic as a business. Like, it's hard for me to believe that.
Yeah,
but
it seems
scammy. I don't know.
Scammer vibes.
Yeah, but, like, for this type of stuff, it's, like, oh, maybe, like, there's, like, little pieces of things in the future that you can guess. Or, like, it's, like, already planned. I don't know. Over the past few weeks, I'll just be thinking of a very, very specific thing, and then I'll get an ad for that thing. No Googling, no talking out loud. Yeah, it's the same one as the first one. But
oh, did they write the same thing
multiple
twice?
Times. No, I think it's a different person.
Oh.
But yeah, that like, just thinking about it, that's another level, you know?
Who knows? Maybe Apple does have a technology to read your thoughts. They don't want anyone to know yet.
I wonder how that would work.
This guy actually don't
well the
like
microchip
that. Oh yeah, the Apple Watch. I actually have worn Apple Watch. I remember when I was listening to a podcast and I said that the Apple Watch is gonna like slowly inject you and like take your blood or something. I was like, bitch, what?
Oh, I know.
As far as I'm aware, that never happened to me.
I never heard about that.
I think it was on the Jenna and Julian podcast.
Oh, I haven't heard about that conspiracy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they said, like, I'll never get Apple Watch because of this. But I don't know if they were, like, kind of, like, joking about the conspiracy. Like, they weren't, like, fully, like, it takes your blood. Like, they were just, like, saying people's conspiracies, you know?
Oh, yeah, there's some fun ones. That, like, you don't have to necessarily believe it. It's just kind of fun to hear about it. The very last one at the bottom of this page is, alveoli are kind of weak.
Wait, what?
The shade.
Is it what?
Alveoli are kind of weak.
Oh, my God. They got downvoted to the very bottom. People were writing paragraphs and just, all these were weak. It's like, sorry that these life quinces weren't enough for you.
I know.
I'd rather have these ones that are just like lukewarm coincidences than people making up shit, you know? Saying, I did that, like making up something so extravagant over the top, you know?
Yeah, someone commented, talk about the Truman syndrome. It's a crazy deep dive. I did on TikTok. So,
what?
There's this movie called The Truman Show with Jim Carrey, and I'm guessing it's where people go insane because they think that everyone around them is acting. Is that what that is?
Yeah, The Truman
know.
Show is, yeah, the movie is like he lives in this whole fake world, and he's on like a TV show that's broadcasted where like everything's literally set up and for the drama of the show. But like, I feel like everyone's kind of at a moment before where they're like, wait.
But I'm assuming there's like an actual syndrome. Like
it probably is, yeah. Like, if you get too far into it, and you think, that's like kind of goes back to like thinking you're the center of the universe, the Truman syndrome. If it actually is a syndrome, like thinking you're the center of the universe, because you think everything's planned just for my little life. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. If you actually believe that, that would suck.
Yeah,
because you
would
think like, oh no, everyone's acting or something.
Yeah.
But everyone is acting, like just like RuPaul said or something.
We're all born naked, and the rest is drag.
I did skip a lot, but it's not because they're boring. It's just because I feel like we've done enough.
By the way, do I sound sick?
No. Talk more.
Hey, we're all born naked, and the rest is drag.
Do you have like a runny? Do you have like a congestion?
My nose is kind of stuffed.
Okay,
which Jacob did have a cold earlier this week, but he got tested and it wasn't COVID.
Oh yeah. But yeah, that's Alpha the Coincidences. Is there anything else that we need to talk about?
I think that's literally it. You know, it's a coinkadink that you're even listening right now. Thank you for giving us your ears.
Yeah. Thanks for being vulnerable with us.
Yeah.
Comments.
Thanks everyone for sending in those coincidences, and even the ones we didn't get to, we're gonna read too. So don't you worry. Thank you for putting in the time, and yeah.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.